This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
How did this happen? That's the question Washington's trying to answer as a Massachusetts Air National Guard member prepares for his first court appearance today in the classified military documents leak investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Heavily armed federal agents took 21-year-old Jack Teixeira into custody outside his home.
Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard.
An intelligence specialist whom Attorney General Merrick Garland says will be charged with unauthorized removal of classified national defense information. Investigators believe Teixeira led an online chat group where the documents about the Ukraine war were posted.
This was a deliberate criminal act.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder referred all questions to Garland's Justice Department about the highest profile intelligence leak in years. The Biden administration's been scrambling to contain the fallout. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law a ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Florida legislature approved the proposal earlier. The AP's Donna Warder.
The 6-week abortion ban will take effect only if the state's current 15-week ban is upheld in an ongoing legal challenge that's before the state Supreme Court. The ban does contain some exceptions, including to save the woman's life, and drug-induced abortions could be dispensed only in person or by a physician. I'm Donna Warder.
Some Fort Lauderdale residents have been wading through knee-high water after more than 25 inches of rain flooded Fort Lauderdale in 6 to 8 hours. Some people even using canoes to navigate the streets. The entire Russian Pacific Fleet's been put on high alert this morning for snap drills that involve practice missile launches. This is AP News. China is addressing a U.S. concern this morning.
China says it will not sell weapons to parties involved in the conflict in Ukraine. Foreign Minister Qin Gong in Germany has responded to concerns from the US and others that China's considering providing military assistance to Russia, saying, regarding the export of military items, China adopts a prudent and responsible attitude. Beijing will not provide weapons to relevant parties of the conflict and manage and control the exports of dual-use items in accordance with laws and regulations. Beijing has backed Moscow politically and rhetorically in the conflict, while formally saying it remains neutral. Qin also reiterated China's willingness to help facilitate negotiations to find a peaceful resolution to the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The price of gas is still rising. Gas is $3.66 a gallon now, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.